So I know that there is some connection between you, your first Holy Communion, and the now St. John Paul the 23rd. I am really intrigued about the story.
In 1960, Pope John the 23rd decided to reenact something that a previous pope had done. Pius X had christened and given First Communion to 50 children between the age of 6 and 7. And so 50 years later, John the 23rd wanted to do the same thing. And so this was a big event, because apparently a lot of people wanted to be part of this. And I guess I was about to turn 6. And so all I remember from this was that I was going to have First Communion. I had no idea what that meant. I remember going and for my dress. Finally, the event came. It turned out that there would be 300 children who had been accepted.
How did you get selected?
You know, the aunt was very charming and very powerful. And so I was there, and I remember being surrounded by beautiful girls with these beautiful dresses. And I remember seeing all this lace and pearls and little shiny things, embroideries. It was beautiful. Now, my mother had decided to dress me like a nun, a cloister nun. So there I was. I mean, this was a perfect reproduction of the dress of a nun, because she actually had gone to a seamstress who had a sister who was a cloister nun. So the same dress that she made for her sister, she made for me. And so I had the wimple with a veil. I was all in white. I had a belt which was a cord. I had a crucifix. I had, even my arms were covered. I was a perfect little nun. I was being stopped constantly. This was 2 days, one day for the christening and the next day for the First Communion. And I could not do 2 steps without being stopped by someone who didn't even speak Italian most of the times, so, and just would point to me, would point to the camera, and would ask my parents if they could take a picture. In fact, later on, my mother said that she had to just coax my father not to be rude to all these people, because they all wanted to stop me. What did all these people wanted? Why taking all these pictures of their daughter? Fortunately, I did like to have my pictures taken, so that was nice. And in fact, you know, the nuns, they kept asking me, so do you want to be a nun when you grow up? And my answer was a very resounding no. Didn't want to be dressed like that. And eventually, my mother had to come and take me aside and say, you know, it's not nice. You should say, at least, I don't know. I didn't know much about First Communion, but they had told me that you were not supposed to tell a lie. And I knew that that was a lie, because I knew very well that I didn't want to dress like that for the rest of my life.